Tanya for Shmini Atzeres, Chav Beis Tishrei, is in Egeret HaKedesh Simon Chav Gimel, towards the end, where the Alter Rebbe is talking about the great virtue of learning Torah with a minyan, publicly, and therefore suggests that instead of wasting time, we're talking about other matters before and after the davening. During the week, there should be a set time to learn, a set study between Mincha and Maariv, either in Ein Yankiv or in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. That's during the week. Now the Alter Rebbe says what to do on Shabbos. Shabbos Kedesh Ba'aleis HaMincha, and on Shabbos during the time of Mincha, Ya'asku B'Hilchei Shabbos. We should study the laws of Shabbos. Because there are so many laws concerning Shabbos, and it's very easy for a person to accidentally violate Shabbos. Even a violation that is punishable by kodesh or skila can be committed out of ignorance. Shigigas Talmud, Eilizadim Chas V'Sholem, and the fact that he didn't learn intentionally makes it as if the sin committed out of a lack of knowledge was committed intentionally, since he could have learned. V'Ein Tzarech Leimar, and needless to say, that B'Yisudei Divrei Seferim, concerning the rabbinic prohibitions on Shabbos, there are so many details, and particularly the prohibitions of mukta that are so common, and the prohibitions of the sages of the Rabbanon are in some ways more strict, more severe than the prohibitions of Torah. As the sages say, Shekola Ever al Divrei Chachomim, the Gemara says in Brachos, that whoever violates or transgresses a rabbinic commandment, Afilu Be'isur Kal Shel Divreihem, even in one of the minor prohibitions, Kamei Ha'echol Kedem Tzilas Arvus Uchahai Gavna, as for example, sitting down and eating before Maariv, or other such prohibitions, still as seemingly insignificant and as slight as the violation might be, Chayiv Misa Ke'ever Al Chamurei Shabbateira, he is punishable by death as if he had violated one of the severe prohibitions of Torah. V'chol Yochid, and also every individual, Al Yifesh Atzmei Min HaTzibur, should not separate himself from the congregation that are learning Shulchan Aruch, or learning whatever it is, the Ein Yankiv during the week. So the individual should not separate himself from the group, afilu lilmei dinyan acher, even if he is going to study, not going to do something else, but he's going to study another subject, so he shouldn't do this. Ki im bedavar shehatzibur asukim bei, he should study only that which the congregation is studying. And it goes without saying that he should not walk away, that if there won't remain 10 to the congregation without him, he should not walk away and disrupt the minyan. And if he would walk away, then I would apply to him the verse that those who leave God should perish. As the sages say about every matter of holiness, that it has to be done with 10, because there is no holiness like the holiness of Torah. So although there's no obligation and there's no commandment to study Torah with 10, but when we see that other matters of Kedusha need 10, and Torah is more holy than all of those things, then certainly it is a virtue and important to have 10 in the study of Torah, because the holiness of Torah is the holiness of God Himself. also chol ha-peirish min ha-tzibur, another reason to not leave the study group, to not isolate or separate yourself from the congregation, is that it says that anyone who separates himself from the community, when the community is in trouble, it says, he will not merit to see when the community is helped and is experiencing its good times, its blessings. And therefore, v'shemeya li yishkein betach, those who will hear me and who will do as I urge him to do, he will be able to live in security and in surety, will be yomov, will be yomenu, and in his days and in our days, tivosha Yehuda. Yehuda, Jews will be saved, v'yirushalayim tishken levetach, and Yerushalayim will dwell in security. Amen, ken yihirotzen. And that's the positive side that Rebbe says. Just as when you separate yourself from the community, you don't get to see the hour of deliverance, the good time that the community will have. When you don't separate yourself, then you are zeicha to see the reestablishment, the good, the blessings, and the salvation of Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. In the Hayem Yeim, for Shmini Atzeres, Chav Beis Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that Mekachim ve'echlim v'sheisim b'sukkah, we make kiddush, we eat and we drink in the sukkah, bein b'layla bein b'yeim, both the night of Shmini Atzeres and also the day of Shmini Atzeres. Hakofes b'lil Shmini Atzeres, it is our custom to have hakofes on the night of Shmini Atzeres. The haftarah is v'yehi kechalos v'Yisrael amei. It is not our custom to say the Yehi Ratzon that others say when they leave the sukkah for the year, the final time. Shmini Atzeres v'Rosh Hashanah mishtavim b'kama inyonei kavoneis v'yichudim elyonim. Shmini Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah are similar in many matters, in terms of the kavoneis that a person should have, and also in the Yehudim Elyonim, what the observance of Shmini Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah cause above the union of the various midas, the divine attributes, are the same. Elo sheberosh Hashanah in the inyan ha'aliyah, only on Rosh Hashanah it happens from the bottom upwards, it rises, an upward process. It's the same things happening, but on their way down, bringing those matters down into the world, those Yehudim. On Rosh Hashanah, we accomplish what we need to accomplish through supplication, with a humility and an intense bitterness. And the same thing is accomplished, Shmini Atzeres, but he bekav hasimcha. We accomplish the same thing in Shmini Atzeres, but through joy.